Part two, investing in yourself. The way that I believe that I became way above average as far as teaching and music in general is because I invested in myself. With music in general, I invested in many, many years of lessons. Since I was 8 years old, on and off I took lessons. And that's a long time when you consider how old I am. And I continue to invest in myself, as you know, as a music teacher in the Elite Guitar Teacher's Inner Circle. You may have heard me talk about this, and it's on my website too. It's a group of teachers from all over the world who critique each other and offer ideas and share research. And we have a teaching mentor whose name is Tom Hess, whom you're going to do his goals session after this. So this little speech right now that I'm doing is a precursor to the goals session that you're going to do with Tom Hess. He's my teaching mentor. And the Elite Guitar Teachers Inner Circle, or EGTIC as I call it, is not cheap. I'll tell you right now, the monthly membership is not cheap. And in fact, they recently added a new level of membership. And so for most of this past year, I've been at the top, the absolute top level of membership. And, there are times where I look at the price tag on that monthly membership and I think to myself, this is not cheap. This is a serious investment. And then you add on top of that all the courses that I signed up for. I went to every class that they ran this past summer, and I'm also signed up for every course they're running this next summer because I see the massive value on that, and those events aren't cheap, and plus, airfare and hotel and all that stuff. But I see how it's transforming my students' results, and I see how it's transforming my overall attitude and enjoyment of teaching and everything like that. And so one of the things I did this past year is I made a budget. And I know this sounds like a digression, but bear with me for a second. I made a budget, and now I have every single expense that I have, line itemed out, and I predicted what I'm going to spend, this whole next year, and every little item is there, and it feels really good. I've never had a budget before, and I actually got a book out of the library when I was doing it called You Need a Budget. And one of the biggest points that that book makes about a budget is that it's not really restrictive. It frees you up to allow your money to do what you want it to do for you. So a budget is based on your values and your priorities. So it's no longer like, I no longer look at price tags on things and say, well, this is so much money. I look at it as, this is what I prioritize, and this is what I want in life, and my money is doing that for me. Isn't that great? This is how I look at expenses now. Every bill you pay, just to digress for a second, every bill you pay is for a service you've already enjoyed. When you pay your electric bill, you've already enjoyed that electric service, And so it's not a bill that's bad. It's a bill that reflects how you want to enjoy your life. And I bring that up because, we live in a country that our basic food, clothing, and shelter needs are pretty much always met, and we can even pretty much take them for granted, whereas a lot of places in the world, as you know, cannot do that. So we live in a very abundant culture, and we have, quote, discretionary income, and you have choices about where to spend that income, beyond food, clothing, and shelter. And I pose the question to you, what is the smartest way to use discretionary income? Is it, to buy new gadgets? Is it, to go on expensive vacations or go to just fun events or going out, going out to dinner and spending a lot of money eating out and drinking out and all this? Or is it to invest in yourself? Have you ever heard of the golden goose scenario? The question is, what would you prefer, a golden egg or a golden goose? Well, the golden goose isn't worth anything in and of itself, it's only worth as much as the eggs that it lays, right? But wouldn't you rather have a golden goose that lays a golden egg every single day versus just one golden egg? But a lot of people don't see their lives that way. They'd rather just take the golden egg because it's immediately valuable than nurture the golden goose. Because guess what? You are the golden goose. Like every time you invest in yourself, in your own education and your own growth, there's no better way to spend that discretionary income. And I also invite you to think about long-term perspective. Everything you learn in music is something that you keep and own for a lifetime and that you can use. So talk about long-time perspective. This is from Brian Tracy. I'm going to read this quote about long-time perspective. In 1970, sociologist Dr. Edward Banfield of Harvard University wrote a book entitled The Unheavenly City. He described one of the most profound studies on success and priority setting ever conducted. Banfield's goal was to find out why and how some people became financially independent during the course of their working lifetimes. He started off convinced that the answer to this question would be found in factors such as family background, education, intelligence, influential contacts, or some other concrete factor. But what he finally discovered was that the major reason for success in life was a particular attitude of mind. Banfield called this attitude, quote, long-time perspective. He said that men and women who were most successful in life and the most likely to move up economically were those who took the future into consideration with every decision they made in the present. He found that the longer the period of time a person took into consideration while planning and acting, the more likely it was that he would achieve greatly during his career. For example, one of the reasons of family doctors are among the most respected people in America is because the doctors themselves have invested many years of hard work and study to finally earn the right to practice medicine. After university courses, internships, residency, and practical training, a doctor may be more than 30 years old before he or she is capable of earning a good living. But from that point onward, these men and women are some of the most respected and most successful professional people in any society. They have long-time perspectives. The key to success in setting priorities is having a long-time perspective. You can tell how important something is today by measuring its potential future impact on your life. Well, you already know that playing music is a hugely positive impact on your lives for many different reasons. You've heard many, you know, studies, probably you've heard mention of many studies in different contexts about the psychological benefits of playing music. Just the sheer fact that you are doing something, you're actually completing something that you can feel proud of and that your friends and family can enjoy and that you can enjoy. Even if you never play in front of people, you can enjoy playing music. And there's a social aspect of it. You know, it's fun to play with other people. There's a physical aspect of it. You know, it's sort of physically, you're doing something tactile with your hands, you know, like building a house or something, but you're building something more abstract. And there's also obviously quite a creative benefit. You're stimulating. You've heard studies that show about how the playing music stimulates different parts of your brain, and music is one of the few things where both hemispheres of the brain are stimulated at the same time. You know, the left hemisphere, which is the logical side, gets stimulated because you're thinking about the order of notes and chords and rhythms, and the right side of the brain, the creative side, is also getting stimulated, obviously, as well. So you're investing in yourself, and in my opinion, there's no better way to spend your discretionary income. So keep up the good work there.